Killian, you hear a little bit of commotion up in one of the top windows. And as you go to enter the home to check that everything is okay, you are confronted at the door by Astrid. Oh, I was just coming to get you. Solas asked me to fetch you. And you see that she's carrying some bandages in her hand.
What's happened?
I don't know. He's just... His hands... he seems hurt. Anyway, we should go and find him. She leads you upstairs. And... Solas, have you stayed in the room, or are you sort of making your way?
I think I'm making my way downstairs. I've checked the girls still, but that was still... But they're asleep.
They did exactly as you asked. They were asleep within 10 minutes. As Solas comes downstairs, you see that his hands are covered in blood, and he's in the process of picking small splinters of wood out of them.
What the hell's happened to you?
Come in here. When we go through to my study, there is a danger here. A danger I cannot explain. In part because I do not fully understand.
What have you seen?
Let us not discuss that. There are two dangers here tonight. One I cannot control, and I cannot discuss. But the other we both know. There may be visitors here tonight. And we need to be ready. So if you're willing, I propose we stay here tonight. One of us keeps watch while the other stays awake. And in the morning... We pursue our plan.
You want me to stay here? Without telling me anything about what you know?
We know what we know. We know there is a risk. We know we may have visitors. And that is what I'm talking about.
And you can't tell me what such has happened to your hands?
It would do no good.
Solas, we're in this together now.
Trust me, Killian. You know what you need to know. Do you trust me?
I'm trying.
Why then trust me in this?
Okay. I'll take watch. Just, go and get some rest.
I will sleep in the girls' room tonight. I'm awake in 4 hours.
Big day tomorrow.
Let us get some rest.
Solas, you go up to the girls' room. Astrid is curled up next to Juno in her cot. And you sit... Ready for peaceful trance. Killian, can I ask you to roll me a perception check, please, as you take the first watch?
19.
There we go, Killian.
Now we're getting back into it.
There we go. Where do you position yourself as you take first watch? Are you outside? Are you inside looking at the door, by the stairs?
How cold is it?
It's pretty cold.
Pretty cold, okay. Because I was going to open the door and, like... sit in the doorway, but if it's very cold,
you could do that for sure,
but you know the kids are asleep. I don't want to freeze them to death.
True.
It'd be wonderful if you didn't do that.
I think what I do is sit with eyes locked and transfixed on the window and the door, and every now and again I get up and I meander over to the window and look out. Sometimes I will peer my head through the door as I guard, so yeah, but mostly just keeping an eye on the door.
Killian, you know that it is a strange place at the best of times, Greyview. So close to the forest, all manner of things can and do often happen here. At about 3 a.m, you're sat staring at the door. You found yourself having to more frequently go and check the window just to keep yourself fully alert. As you sit down again, you see just the slightest bit of movement on the door handle. And with your perception check, it's like someone just rattles it for a second. And then past the window, you see the silhouette of a young man. You see the silhouette of Nell. Just flickers by the window. And I'm going to ask you to make me an intelligence saving throw, please.
19.
Don't know whether that was someone or not. But what you do know is that whether it be your mind or something else was trying to play a trick on you, as that was not your brother. The rest of your watch passes uneventfully as about an hour or so later, Solas returns down to take over the watch.
You can sleep in the next room. Get some rest.
As you go to lay your head down, that moment keeps replaying over and over in your mind, Killian. And the most unsettling part about it is that you know that it was real. There was something out there. You just don't know what. And Solas, the rest of your watch passes uneventfully, as in a few hours' time, the girls wake up. Astrid wakes up. Killian wakes up. And Graveview wakes up. Another day lies ahead of you. What would you both like to do?
How far away is the Reckoning?
The Reckoning will begin in earnest this evening, and the trials tomorrow.
I make light of everything and I go and start preparing some food for everyone and acting like it's a normal day and nothing is awry.
Okay. You go about preparing some food. The girls are absolutely obsessed with trying to play with the Nobody Man, who's still here. Nobody Man! Is that really your name? Nobody Man?
No, that's not my name.
I knew it!
My name's Killian.
Killian. That's a cool name.
Thanks.
Is it like Killian Nobody?
Killian of Blackrest.
You're from Blackrest?
That's right.
My daddy says that's where all the criminals come from.
Well, that's very kind of you, Daddy. It's not strictly true, but...
When you say, like, not entirely true, that kind of suggests that maybe it's not, like, completely not true.
Well, Blackrest is a place that there's some questionable figures there for sure, but there's a lot of good people there too.
At this point, Ren emerges from the room that you just stayed in, holding your bow and sort of waving it around like, what does this do?
That's for protection against naughty people.
Huh. Our dad's really good at that.
Yes, he is.
That's why he doesn't need one of these. He just tells them off really well.
Oh, your dad's a hero.
No, he's not. He's just our dad.
Well, heroes come in all different shapes, sizes. You know, they don't all have to look like a big, scary man to be a hero.
Like you.
Like me.
You look like a big, scary man.
Thanks.
That's okay. Do you want to play Nobody Man with us?
How do you play?
Well, you can be the Nobody Man and we'll run away. And then, I think Juno, without thinking, just says, and then I'll be the Fairweather Devil. You emerge into the room just as you hear Juno say that about the Fairweather Devil, and immediately sort of seeing, upon seeing you and knowing that you heard that, she kind of backtracks. Oh, sorry, I didn't... I know you don't like that one, Dad. It was just some of the other kids were playing it. I forgot.
Let's come through and eat.
Okay. Nobody Man, our breakfast is ready. But I guess you can wait here.
He can join us. If he wants to.
I'm starving.
Okay. Don't eat mine.
Well, I might just have to.
No! Dad!
There's enough for everyone. Come on.
You go, sit down, and enjoy some food. Some time passes, and there's probably a nice moment where, maybe just for the briefest of time, even if it is just half an hour, where the two of you don't feel like you have the weight of the world, or the weight of the aisle, on your shoulders. What is your first port of call today?
I don't want to go anywhere. I don't want to leave the house.
I have to get to the bottom of these documents. and what we've learned from the halfling, I feel like there's a real race against time now, given that the reckoning is so close, and I'm very worried that if the truth doesn't come out about people's intentions, about what they're going to do when the stewardship is bestowed, if we don't know what people are going to do, it could be disastrous. So I want to go and talk to Anya.
I think it reverberates around your head, the steward telling you that if you were going to speak to Anya, that you take Solas with you, as Solas is determined to stay close to his family, understandably. But it is actually Astrid that sits around the table and says, Solas, I was thinking, since the reckoning is this eve and the next few days, that I'm sure that the girls would love to take part. There's a lot going on, and she sort of drops her tone a little bit. And I was wondering if it might just be a little bit safer if we were the other side of the walls. Just for a few days. I know that this place means a lot to you, but it would be good for them to have a rest. Have a change. Something a bit lighter, and I've saved up some coin, so we could afford a nice room, and maybe I could even take them on a little trip down to Keelymire or something. We could buy them some nice new clothes.
I think that's a great idea.
That's a point. Are you going to take part in the reckoning? I'm sure I heard someone mention a Killian.
Yes, I'll be there.
Very exciting. Would the girls be allowed to watch any of the reckoning?
Take them to Keelymire, and I'll send word.
Well, we might stay for this evening?
For this evening only. But I beg you, Astrid, keep a low profile.
Of course. We will watch Steward Avis's speech, maybe the first trial, and then we will make our way to Keelymire. Okay, well, I'll make preparations to head into town, and what will you do today?
Killian and I have some business to attend to. But if you need me, I want you to send immediate word.
Yes, absolutely. I would always.
If I may.
Yeah.
My sister lives in Keelymire. I don't know if you have a place to stay up there, but she'd be happy to take you in.
Keelymire's very expensive, so I absolutely wouldn't mind taking you up on that offer.
Yeah, she has quite a large estate, so you'd be welcome to stay with her.
Oh, wow. Is she a merchant, perhaps?
Yes.
Well, isn't that exciting, girls? And they're like, get very excited. Can I go pack my bags, Dad?
You can.
Yes.
Listen to Astrid, all right?
Yeah, yep. Yeah. Ren's already left the room.
The world as you know it has ended. Welcome to the Evopocalypse. No one knows what caused this catastrophic ecological disaster, but in its wake, humanity is on the brink of extinction, and planet Earth has never been more alive. You and your fellow players are survivors, venturing out from desperate settlements with limited tools and dwindling resources. You must survive highly evolved predators and warped colossal creatures, with no memory of the animals they once were. But there is still hope. Together, you will explore the world you once knew, using your finely honed survival skills and repurposed weapons, not to mention mysterious and unpredictable resurrection technology. Hunt down the source of this disaster, even as it hunts you back. Force of Extinction is a brand new TTRPG that makes you feel like the post-apocalyptic hero of your dreams. Or nightmares. Be the first to face off against the Evopocalypse when the game launches this June on Backerkit. Go to forceofextinction.com to sign up today so you don't miss out.
So they will make preparations to head travel into and to stay on the main causeway of Greyview, the other side of the stone walls, or the stone gates. And I believe your intention was to go and travel... Well, to go and try and find Anya.
Yeah.
It's still relatively early in the morning. The girls woke you up pretty early. You leave the homestead. You begin wandering around. You get a few nods. I think, Solas, much to your chagrin, there is definitely, since a few rumors have started swirling, that Solas the healer might enter into the reckoning. You also hear just a few whispers. Something might have happened to Councilwoman Maeve.
So, the question is, how do we approach this?
We ask open questions. We listen. And as I said before, and I will say again, we make no assumptions.
That was the most radical set of plans that I think I've ever seen. Now, people call me radical, but that's something else.
As I say, we keep an open mind.
But if she gets into power, I don't know, I'm feeling very... I'm confused. I'm all for change. But it's about how you enact change. It's about ensuring the safety of the people, but also making sure that we can ensure the future of everybody's safety.
We don't know yet. She doesn't want the same thing.
It's not looking good.
Let us hear her speak, and then let us decide.
Solas, I need to know that we're on the same side, and that goes for the future of the Vale as well. If you're chosen, we need to have a discussion about what you're going to do.
I've said to you before, I have no appetite for politics. And I have no appetite for this conversation. Let us speak to Anya.
Fine.
It's about this time that you find your way back to Anya's homestead, where you had been but a few hours earlier. You look through the window and you see Anya preparing for the day. She appears to be getting ready to leave.
We head forth and knock on the front door.
Who is it?
It's Killian of Blackrest.
Sorry, I just choked on some tea. Did you just say Killian of Blackrest?
Yes. We need to talk to you. I'm with Solas.
She opens the door a little bit. Do you both desire to come in, or...?
Well, we can stand out here in the cold, or... to you.
Yes. You'll excuse me if I have an air of mistrust. You're not here to shake me down or tell me not to enter the reckoning, are you?
We mean you no harm.
Then, by all means, come in. To what do I owe this great and uncountable pleasure?
You and I have had differences. Yes, that's an understatement, but today we're going to put those aside.
Are we now? That is fascinating. What about you, Solas? Are you going to look me in the eye, or are you going to continue to avoid me like the plague?
As I say, I mean you no harm.
Okay, gentlemen, out with it. What the hell is going on? I know that something must be pretty serious if you're coming to talk to me. And I don't have a lot of time.
There are three people. Three. That stand up to this set of challenges. And that stand the greatest chance of being chosen for the stewardship. And they're all in this room.
Solas?
Yes, Solas.
How do you know that Solas is... I didn't even think that you were taking part in the running.
If it were left to me, I would not.
Mavis has expressed their blessing.
Ah, so the magic surrounds you too, does it? Welcome to the club. Okay. I still don't understand your point, Killian. Every time I've seen you the last, 15 years, you've looked at me with nothing but disdain, so...
Well, maybe I'm learning that that's not going to help anything. We're all going to have to work together.
Have you come to apologise?
I think that might be taking it a bit too far.
Understood.
But we have to try and work together here. I've learned things recently. Things that confuse me, terrify me. It's been a hell of a 48 hours.
Okay, you're actually starting to scare me. What the fuck is going on, Killian?
What are your plans? If you're to be chosen, which I understand is a very strong possibility.
Extremely likely, yes.
Right.
I plan to make sure that the traditions are upheld and that we...
No. Don't give me any of that. I've heard that a million times. Traditions, it means nothing. What are you going to do?
Firstly, Killian of Blackcrest, traditions don't mean nothing. Traditions are how you learn to hunt. Traditions are how we learn to survive in such harsh conditions. It's a way of passing down teachings. Do not be so dismissive. You are obviously aware of more than you are letting on, so maybe I do have some plans, but I ask you not to fuck this up for me right now. I am so close. Whether I'm selected tomorrow or the next day or not, I'm so close.
I have a question for you, Anya.
Please.
Respectfully.
Why do I feel like this is going to be disrespectful?
What do the words new Graveview mean to you?
Melisandre or... Oh. Should have guessed. Your sister. You and no one else are supposed to know about that yet.
But it would seem we do.
It would seem that you do. It is just a plan, currently.
A plan for what?
Change, okay? But I have to be careful. Most of the people on the council still think I'm towing the same old boring line that the rest of them are. And I have to keep up appearances, at least until the new steward is chosen.
And what does change look like?
How do I know that I can trust you? How do I know that you're not here trying to wheedle some information out of me and that you're going to go and blow this whole thing up?
You have no choice.
Are you threatening me, Killian?
No. What I'm saying is, you're going to need me. You're going to need him. And we're going to need you. So, we're all needing each other. That's a given.
That may be the case. But how do I know I can trust you? Need is one thing. I need Stellan. I need the other council members. Do I trust them? No. You have to give me something here. How the hell do you know about New Graveview? Meet me halfway and I will trust you.
We have seen evidence.
What evidence?
We have seen plans.
Not to mention, you weren't exactly being that discreet in the tavern just the other day.
Telling Lysandra was one of the worst decisions I've ever made in my entire life. Okay. And you see that her eyes start to fill with tears. I have watched too many people in this town perish because we insist on having a civilian base built atop the only crossing into the most dangerous part of this entire island that is frequently attacked by monsters, and yet, for some reason, we still persist like it is some sort of symbol of perseverance. We're in a death trap. And how long is it going to be? How many more attacks, how many more people do we have to lose before we change something? Every single time there's a monster attack, we have to rebuild this town, which means there's no resource going to other towns, which means there is no resources going to improving the life on this... I say too much, but I need faith. Unlike you, Killian, I can't go around just swinging my dick and acting like I know everything. Because if I do, I wouldn't get anywhere. So I play the game. And I have worked for years. I have curried favor with the biggest and most important merchants on this island. I have more financial backing than you could dream of. And all I need to do is just keep this under wraps for a few days. Because if the council finds out now, God knows what they will do. I just need to get through the next few days. Because whether I'm chosen for the steward or not, I will almost certainly end up on the council.
Finally. Finally. You've given me a reason to respect you.
Killian, you know, it's really quite irritating.
No, seriously. Thank you.
I probably should apologize. You see, I had to publicly distance myself from you. The council despises you. They needed to believe that I did too. I'm not saying that I like you. You are brash and stupid, and I think probably a little more than a little ridiculous, but it's not necessarily because you're just inherently awful. I just don't really think I have an opinion, right. Is what I'm saying. I don't have an opinion of you, you know.
Okay,
is what
thank
I mean.
You, thank you, thank you. Look, I appreciate your honesty.
So why the hell were you spying on me in the tavern yesterday?
Look.
No, come on, I think it's only fair that I get a few actual straightforward answers out of
you. You've been honest with us, we'll be honest with you. We were sent on a mission to bury Maeve, as I think you know.
I heard about Maeve.
Well, we're looking for Maeve.
What do you mean? You buried her?
We were told Maeve was in the casket when we made our journey. And halfway there, out of that casket erupted a friend of mine, half dead, and attacking us. It wasn't Maeve. So obviously we had some questions. We didn't know who to trust, we didn't know who to go to. So we began something of an investigation.
You believed that I might have something to do with it, didn't you?
Well, what else were we supposed to think?
I don't know, that I'm not a fucking monster. That might have been nice.
You said it yourself. Trust is something that is very scarce these days. We're lacking in supply.
Solas, how did you get dragged into all of this? I can't imagine you were exactly forthcoming with a willingness to join a little adventure.
You imagine correctly. I have my reasons. But Anya, may I ask you one more question?
I feel like that's probably a lie, because I've seen the way you talk to people, Solas. You ask lots of questions, so people don't ask questions of you.
Well, then I promise this one will be my last.
You can ask one if I get to ask one back.
Okay.
Then go for it, Doctor.
What do you know of Counselor Stellan?
Stellan is a slightly repugnant individual, but a... He is a little too ambitious, probably, for a council seat. Counselors should be inherently selfless. I think that is why Maeve pushed so hard to get you. And that's, just to be clear, is why you've never been asked, Gillian. Just telling you how it is. He's been one of the few people I've struggled to get a read on.
Well, I think we can help you with that. Solas?
We have reason to believe that Councillor Stellan has ill intentions towards yourself and myself. And most likely Killian too.
Towards me? I thought I had him. What intentions are these?
I'll say no more for now. But I think one thing is agreed. Three of us may be more united than we had expected or even desired.
Bloody hell. This island really is going to pot if the three of us are its salvation. Especially the three of us getting along.
Desperate times.
Something happened, didn't it?
She's been honest with us, Solas.
I'll let you do the talking, Killian.
Now, don't get angry with us. But after what we heard...
Yes?
...in the tavern, we may or may not have been in this very room last night. While we were in here, and then I'll skip ahead because I explain everything. Mm-hmm. Okay, so we've done all.
I knew my floor was cleaner than I left it. She goes over and, like, kicks the floorboard up, catches it, looks down, rummages through, finds the dagger. Stellan, I'm almost impressed. This is quite something. So let me get this right. Stellan's plan is to take out the two key contenders for the stewardship and then use me as a puppet for his own ends.
That's how it seems, yeah?
Well, it is quite nice to be underestimated, I must admit. Here's my concern. I want to rip Stellan's throat out right now. Quite a lot, actually.
I've never liked you more.
Please, don't make me sick, thank you. But he curries too much favour with the current council, and there is no way I can conceive of to remove him. I think whatever judgment we enact upon him and any of the other council members may have to wait until one of us is the steward.
Well, it's not a terrible plan. Now we're all on the same page.
Are we on the same page, Killian? Because there's one of us doesn't seem to be forthcoming with their opinions on much.
Solas has a lot to lose.
Let me be clear on one thing. I have no desire to be steward, but I also have no choice.
Neither did his grandfather.
But the three of us have enough shared common ground, as I see it, to proceed as the fates see fit.
But what does that look like for you, Solas? You cannot bury yourself in the slums if you are the steward.
If that misfortune comes my way, I will deal as I see fit. But as I've said, the three of us appear to be more united than we might have expected. And as such, I will take whatever action necessary.
Time for my question. Everyone that I speak to, or that I've ever spoken to about you, Solas, often says how wonderful you are. Every single person. Do you have any idea how hard it is to be liked by everyone? It's not common, Solas. It tends to happen when someone is very good at putting on the necessary fronts. So I'm only going to ask you this, Solas. If I am to trust you, as I trust Killian because I can read him like a book, will you trust us enough? Will you return that favor should the time come?
If I believe it to be the right course of action for Greyview, then yes.
It was a yes or no question, Solas.
Then I can't give you what you want.
As I thought. I mean this no ill. But if I think that you pose any kind of a threat to the future of this island, I won't hesitate to act. As I'm sure you wouldn't if you thought I posed any threat to your family. This island is my family. And you may not have always felt it, because I know that I can come across as cold, but I care more about them than I do about myself.
Well, our priorities may be different, but our actions may yet be the same. Only time will tell.
I hope for our sakes that they are, Solas. If I am made steward, I would like you to attend me at your earliest convenience, because I will have more questions, and they won't be asked as politely.
If you are made steward, I will have no choice but to accept.
And if you are made steward, am I allowed to have an audience with the great and mighty steward Solas?
I see no reason why not.
We'll get some whiskey down him. Might help a bit.
This is the problem, Killian. I don't know what he likes. I don't know anything about him. Well, this was not the start of the day that I was imagining. If this runs as deep as we think, even I may need to rethink some of my plans. Thank you. I know it can't have been easy, given your opinions of me.
Opinions change.
Don't know. I still think you're a bit of a brash vagabond.
And I still think you're very stuck up.
That's fair. Well, what are your plans for the rest of the day? Well, I guess the main point, or the main plan, would be all three of us getting to the reckoning without getting our throat slit by Stellan. I can't lie, I feel a little unsure how to proceed. I don't particularly fancy stepping out with a giant target on my back.
Then let us step out together, the three of us, come what may.
That's going to raise some questions, but I feel like we're kind of past that point now, aren't we?
He's got a point, though. It's the last thing anyone would expect. Us three, sticking together side by side, protecting each other, being there for each other. I don't think anybody expects that.
And then when one of us is chosen, we can take Stellan and we can drag him down the street by his balls.
Yeah.
Or pursue diplomacy, depending what circumstance dictates.
Killian, as you shake your head, you see that Anya does the same thing at the same time, and then immediately it's like, oh, no, agreeing with Killian of Black Rift. What the hell is going on? She's appalled with herself. Okay. Well, shall we to the reckoning then?
We shall.
How about a wager? Let's all take a bet who we think it'll be. And if you lose, then you have to buy the whiskey.
If I were a betting man.
Which, of course, you're not, Solas.
And I am not a betting man. I will place everything I have on you, Anya. Huh.
Charming.
But a safe bet. I wonder, who Killian of Blackcrest is going to vote for, huh?
Hey, it's in my blood. What can I say?
You've probably also got some fish in there too, no?
Absolutely.
You know, Killian, your father taught me a lot. He was a good man. What happened to him was a disgrace. And the council needs to bear those scars.
They never have.
Well, I'd say this is a pretty fucking bad day for the council, if you ask me. The three would-be stewards now all have a vested interest in making sure that they get what's coming to them. All we've got to do is survive the day. That should be easy.
We're moving in the right direction, finally.
My bet is going to be on Solas.
Well, I very much hope that's a bet you lose.
I don't think I will, Solas. You can't tell me you can't feel it, Killian. It's like we've dedicated our whole lives to this one thing. And then, of course, in comes Solas, Mr. Perfect. Doesn't want it, yet is called upon by the steward. I mean, it just feels...
Look, I think we've come to the conclusion that it doesn't really matter who wins at this point. Obviously, I want it to be me.
I think it definitely does, Killian. Yeah, okay, it absolutely matters.
But what matters more is that we stick together and that we're aligned. What I will say is that whoever it is, I pledge my allegiance and I pledge my loyalty to you.
A fine and fair point, Killian of Blackcrest. If either of you have chosen, you have my allegiance, and if everything goes to plan, I shall be elevated to the council. You shall have my support, so long as I have your ear.
I echo both your sentiments, but I pray that this war is taken out of my hands and into both of yours.
What if we just kill Solas, and then that way we're kind of, he's happy because he's not going to be the steward, and one of us is more happy because we are the steward?
With his luck, my arrow would probably reverberate off the wall and hit me in the fucking face, so...
I mean it, Solas. You might hate it, but you respect that office, if you get it.
I've already said I would.
Good. And also, it's not a punishment, it's a great honor, okay? So just...
For some.
God, do you have to be around this all day, Killian? It's a
bloody nightmare, honestly.
So, in a strange twist of fate, it would seem that Killian of Blackcrest, Solas the Healer, and Anya of Greyview step out together. Next, we move to the reckoning, in which we shall test the mettle of these would-be stewards and find out what challenges lie in store. Thank you so much for joining us for this episode of Oaths and Empires. Oaths and Empires is a 12-sided studios production, and I have been your Dungeon Master, Jasper William Cartwright. Solas was played by Tom McKay, and Killian was played by Luke Dale. This episode was edited and sound designed by Oliver Moore, with original music from Cy Rutherford. Our art director on Oaths and Empires is Kyle Crompton, and other artwork by Alice Torkar and Tank Monsternova. If you enjoyed this episode, please make sure to rate and review us on whatever podcasting app you're using. You can also follow us on all social media platforms at Oaths and Empires. And stick around as I thank our angels over on the Patreon, without whom the show simply wouldn't be here. So, thank you so much to the following angels. Aeon Coney, Tove L. Gilliath, Spike Lee, Erin, Elizabeth, Noah Alice, Sarah, quest disaster. Nell P, in brackets, mostly 10. 1 Glambring. Havin _ hoops. Safz, asterisk. Beau Dracon Manavrier. Dice _cult. Melanie Gehrman. Sneaky Gina. Carlos Samak Hernandez. Tazadactyl. Polar Pandy. Fadburger. Vera Patrina. Lisa Waite. Heinkappy. Fanny. Fakvaral. Alexis. Himboology. Fountain 1403. Ian Hamlet. Camille A. Wintergarten. Serena of Scallops. Shark Spren. Striped Sentry. Dog of the Lord of Ratty. Lena Beans. Cine Crab. Jesse Keita. Koo and C. Josh Dominic. Lissy Nilsson. Booleen. DT. Eos. Eric. Sarah Phillips. Christian Ream. Celeste Nicole. The Druid Narx. Imperator.exe. Dylan Henderson. Matt Summermaid. Clavier. Vampire _unicorn. Zari Lambert. Fran Ponard. Chris B. Protato. And Wild Lupine. Thank you so much to all you incredible angels. Your support means the world, and it's going a long way to helping us keep this show going and making sure that everyone involved is fairly compensated for their incredible work. So thank you so much. Please continue to support the show if you can. And crucially, if I have mispronounced your name at any point, let me know and I will make sure to re-record it. Thank you very much.